wake up in the morning.
Coffee, breakfast, and today's hits.
In the morning.
It's Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
This is Full Moon Readings with psychic medium Sarah Moore. All presented by the Premier Home Store. Sarah, how are we doing?
I'm having a blast.
It is always fun. And the hour always goes by so fast when you're here.
I know. And then I have phone readings after. So it's like a real work day almost.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Crazy. Oh, my goodness. Let's continue on here. This is kind of our second to last longest break. We have a short break coming up, too. But let's try to get through as many as we can. Okay. This is a two-part question here. We have Maddie from Madison texting in, wondering about two cats that have passed. There's Icky. Icky passed not too long ago, but her gravesite was actually kind of dug up a little bit. I guess there was an incident there. Yeah, anything about that? And then I have a second for you, but you can give the Icky one.
The cat doesn't care at all. I kind of get like, I'm not there. I'm around you in the house, so my physical body or where I was is completely irrelevant to that first cat. I really get like, let that go. That the cat never associated the gravesite with them. They are still energetically in your house.
Okay, excellent. And then there's Lucy, who also passed away just recently.
Anything from her? I love that cat. Yeah, I want to touch noses with her. This is a cat that if she loved you, you knew you were good. Yeah, that cat just, it didn't love everybody, but it loved you and it loved the people that you loved.
Excellent.
I love that cat.
Awesome. All right. That one goes out to Maddie from Madison. We have Carrie from Conway texting in. She says, I lost the love of my life last Friday. It was her dog. And she was wondering if you could pick up anything from him. She said it was the worst day of her life. She felt like he hated her and he barely wanted to look at her.
He was trying. He was not looking at you at the end. My stomach on my inside right was not. My stomach hurts on the inside of my right. It's interesting because, like, right before we came back on the air, I was, like, clearing my throat. And the dog was, there's no way for me to say it nicely. The dog was actively dying, and it was so focused on getting out of here and out of its physical body that you weren't part of this process for the dog. You are now part of your healing, and the dog is energetically totally fine. But it really wasn't. The dog's just saying, please don't take that personally. It's kind of, so I used to teach lifeguards and swim instructors.
Mm-hmm.
When there's an active drowning victim, they go into this action that they don't see you. They're in self-preservation mode. It's an animalistic reaction. That's how your dog was. Oh, I would rather you think about petting my head after I died than what I looked like when I was dying. That feels better to me. And I was at peace.
All right.
Oh, this dog wishes it could hug you. You need a hug. Like, I don't think you're around people and you need a hug. You need your mom. I really feel like you need your mom. Call her and just lose it. If your mom's still alive, just call and sob. And if not, call your friend's mom and just sob.
Okay, that one goes out to Carrie. We have, let's see here, Joyce from New Hampton texting in. She's trying to clear an energy block that prevents her from reaching out, being more visible in her life and work. Feels like a ball of tightness in her chest. She says it's perhaps maybe an old fear. Do you have any idea what that is? Anything that she can do about that?
It's actually really interesting. You feel like a starseed energy. So I talk a lot about soul groups. And some stars, people that have a star energy about them are super shiny and bright. You are more like a black tourmaline stone inside of the light. So you're literally like the seed of the star. So you're feeling like you're in the dark, but you're not. You're actually, your law of attraction, you're nailing. I feel like you're doing that really well. And I don't want you to be the target or the center. I like that you're slightly off the radar, but keep moving through the shadows into the light where you want to be. It feels like you're still three steps away from being who you've planned on being, whether it be the career, the relationship, or even the car. It's like, oh, I hate my car. Someday I'll get the new one. You're three steps away from that. I don't feel like it's an energetic block. I just think that you're looking to conform to a belief system that isn't yours.
Okay. We have MJ from Madison wondering about Hank and then a bunch of hearts. Yeah. I'm not sure if Hank is a human,
Hank
a dog.
Hank is a horse. I know
a
who
horse.
Hank is.
Oh, okay.
Hank oozes love. Like, he is just pure love. And I know he's a horse, but be careful because he wants to hug you. So I love that he's your one. He's your partner. Don't let him block you from finding real love, though. Like, you have to remember, you have to come back and live in the human world. And I get this, because I live in the psychic world all day long while I'm doing readings, and it's phenomenal. And sometimes it's like, my friend Kathleen laughs at me. She's like, ground yourself. I'm like, ground myself? Where are my feet? I can't ground myself, because I'm all floaty. So, it's so funny, I just hiccuped and burped, which is letting go. So, I love Hank, and he is so happy, so content, and he feels great. Excuse me, I keep hiccuping. You need to create some space in your life for you to be loved by a human. Oh, you just went, no.
By a human.
Yep, it's time.
very good. That one goes up to MJ. We have Candy from Berlin texting in. Remember, that number is 603-356-9145. Any questions that you may have, just make sure you put your first name and at least the town that you're from, so we can kind of direct the reading to whoever is supposed to be getting it.
Who I'm reading.
Exactly. Yeah, we need to know as well. So make sure you, again, text in just a first name and a question. Here we go. We have Candy from Berlin texting in, wondering about how her mom is doing. She just recently also lost her dog, Gizmo, and is wondering if they're together.
Yeah, they are. Oh, my God. Gizmo is a ball of energy. I feel like, hi. And I'm drooling. Like, my mouth is, I'm not drooling, but my mouth is just wet. I kind of feel like if the dog gave you a lick, you're like, what? What is this? I'm just soaked. Yeah, they're 100% together. And your mom is so thrilled that you got out of your comfort zone to reach out and ask about her. You don't do this. Like, you're somebody who will listen to all of this. You know that your mom's at peace, but to reach out and put yourself out there energetically and have me validate that for you, your mom is just thrilled. Keep going, girl. Your mom. Keep going, girl.
Excellent. Keep those texts coming. 603-356-9145. We're going to be back with one more final segment with Sarah already. I can't believe it. It just goes by so quickly. We're going to take a quick news break and all of that. We'll be back. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
These are the White Mountains, and Magic 104 knows all about them.